Okay, we're recording.
Okay. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Ulster County Commission on Reapportionment. It's December 29th, and it's 5:20 p.m. And would we start? Could you start with a roll?
Yes, sir. Regis Obajewski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano.
Present.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz.
Present.
Kenneth Panza.
Present.
Travis Rask.
Here.
Kathleen Waite. Not with us. And so you have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we shall proceed. This meeting is called to order.
Thank you so much.
First, I'd like to start off with the minutes that Dawn Fuan prepared for us. I'm sure everybody has it down. Do you feel comfortable in voting as a group? Not as a group here, but as a group of
all together, yes.
Meetings, yeah. Because we have the meetings of September 16th, 20th, 21st, and then the minutes of the 27th, which was the public hearing. We got all those in advance. So may I have a motion to accept the minutes of December 16th, 20th, 21st, and 27th?
I move we accept the minutes as a group of those dates.
Second. Travis, thank you. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You're okay with that? Members of the public, this is your first opportunity to make comments on the agenda if you wish, and then you'll have an opportunity at the end. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, for our agenda, we're going to be taking another look at our final draft map, which was presented at the public hearing on the 27th, and we received a number of comments. I don't know, maybe 20 or so, and we even had a couple with suggested maps or map modifications. So. I'd like to discuss citizen input from the public hearing, and we can just begin with that right now. First of all, the obvious one was Jeff Collins had presented a change to Plattekill, and he called it a community of interest, which is a very broad term. It's a term that we had talked about not as community interest, but we talked about it as neighborhoods. And when we frequently talked about numbers in neighborhoods, they were not always together. So we have to meet certain numbers to have a district. But then again, there are neighborhoods that we wanted to honor. So there was always that back and forth between meeting the numbers for equality of population and the neighborhoods, which was the people. So those are the community of interest. So he had requested that we consider reducing the number of districts in Plattekill from 3 to 2 and expanding one, especially the southern part of Plattekill. Are you going to pull that one up first?
Yeah, sure, I can.
Okay. And he said that was a Hispanic community of interest. And he had demonstrated that with maps of his own. They looked pretty good, isolated, and we wanted to put them up on our software on Maptitude to see how they work. As he had done that as well. Okay, so can you just expand the 12 or outline 12? Okay, so that's that was the community of interest about which he had spoken, and the map does accommodate. Am I right on that, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
What does it change? It changes a little corner of Marlboro down the bottom left there. That used it that there was a corner of Marlboro that poked into Plattekill, and that's no longer the case. So Marlboro is more just itself, so Marlboro has one other district, 10. It reduces an impingement upon Plattekill. That's one of the things. And also had changed the lines of Gardner. Gardner, as you can see, is kept whole. And could you highlight 16, Rob?
Let me do it.
And those lines to the right into Plattekill are now different than what we had. And it still, you know, accommodates, and it's within the numbers, and the neighborhoods are preserved there as well. Does anybody else want to comment on that map?
Yeah, I'll have a few comments on it.
Sure.
He mentioned the Hispanic populations, and he listed that Plattekill had 19.7% Hispanic origin within the town. The map he proposed had a 22.3% Hispanic population, and the map that we looked at the public hearing had a 20.7%. And I'm not sure that makes, you know, those aren't really big differences. I mean, we talk about a community of interest, but I mean, they're between the three options. I don't really see a huge difference in the, at least it doesn't seem huge to me.
Well, the differences are, I think, well, it is. I agree with your numbers on that. That it's a difference of about a plus 2% with the for Plattekill. So that's true. All right, well, for Hispanics within Plattekill. But it also reduces the number of districts in Plattekill from 3 to 2.
Right. The other comment is that the size of those districts are quite large. I mean, it's really, we tried to stay within 2.5%, and they're up there, although the entire map is still within the 5%. You know, it's at the border, right at the edge of the 5%, which means if we have to change anything else, we could be in trouble. But those districts are much larger than the other districts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 2.76, rounded to 2.8, and we try to keep within the 2.5 and 2.5 plus or minus 2.5%, and this being 2.8, the way it's figured, the way the 5% deviation that's on either side, minus 2.5% plus 2.5%, that's the 5%. There's a minus. I think the smallest is a minus 2.2. Is that about right? I think it's 2.2. And that would give us just slightly under a 5.0.
Yeah.
So it works.
You know, I like the idea of eliminating the district, and especially that little bump that came out of Marbletown.
Minus 2.1.
Marlboro.
Yeah.
We always try to get rid of that, but that,
yep.
You know, that does that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So that works.
Yeah. Yeah, so minus 2.1 and a 2.8 work. It comes to a 4.9. So it's within that 5% range. I know it's we're not adding pluses and minuses.
We're just lost right now, man.
I'm lost.
It's just us.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donna, I'm curious to know what you think about these lines.
I like Plattekill. I said it all along. Plattekill shouldn't have been in three districts. Mm-hmm. And even at our original public hearing we had in Modena, we had people talk about mm-hmm. Plattekill shouldn't be in three districts.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody's going to be absolutely thrilled with
right.
their area. I don't like how much is taken out
yeah.
of Marlboro.
But do you like that it's in two now instead of three?
It was always in two.
He's talking about District 2, District 12.
Oh, 12. Plattekill, yes, I do.
Because there was like this little zigzag of 11 that came into Plattekill.
Oh, yeah. But I couldn't get anything done with that.
So you think it's like, on balance, positive?
Plattekill, absolutely. So how many, let me see. Because before there were, three school districts? In the three districts that they had. So now we've got Walkell. I'm not sure if the bottom is in Marlboro.
Marlboro is in Marlboro.
And is Clintondale in?
Oh, I
know. Yeah. I mean, I'm fine. I'm just wondering.
I think it's nice because it accomplishes less splits among the lower districts, and I think it is, even if the percentage of the Hispanic population in District 12 only increases by 2%, I think it's nice to keep that community together, even though they don't represent a much more significant majority than they did previously. It is one of the things that we were supposed to consider, and I have a statement about that later, but in this particular case, I think because it accomplishes a bunch of net positives and also keeps that community together, I would be in favor of this configuration. I'm glad to hear that you think it's good for that area as well.
We like the idea of this, right?
At least this time.
It solves a lot of problems.
At least this time in Marlboro, the town hall is.
We might be looking at something that could change that a little bit, but we like the idea of this, correct? Okay. All right. That was the obvious one. What other maps did we get suggested there, Rob?
Well, let's go back to these were Ken's that he submitted, which was, I guess, a version of the original draft, and then a version of the one that we saw from Plattekill.
Yeah, let's look at
And then today I just went through and both of them just to fix up any micro districts.
Yeah, perfect.
So these are slightly edited. And this last one here is comments from Laura Hartman. So that's that last one. But these are the two that Ken edited. So which one do you want to look at? The one with Collins or the one that's...
Look at the one from Collins.
The one from Collins.
Because that's pretty strong right now. And go up to the Xena area, because that's the only thing I changed.
Okay. Load.
Well, that was the change,
yeah.
Black spot in the middle.
Yeah, I'll get rid of that.
All right, there we go.
There we go.
On the maps we showed here, we had the line between District 1 and District 23 actually running through a suburban neighborhood, the Xena residential area. And so all I did is move that a little bit farther west, and what you have now, it's on the edge of the Xena census designated area, and what's west of that line is forest preserve and undeveloped land. It's really a much more natural division within that piece. So in order to balance out the population, I moved Glenford back into Hurley and changed the line around Stone Ridge, one line around Stone Ridge, and that balanced out. And then on District 1, I moved a few things out of District 3 and District 2 to balance those areas out. So that's the Jeff Collins map, but with the Xena line changed and a few odds and ends on District 2 and 3 changed.
I just have a question, Ken. If you can go back to Xena, just west of West Hurley, that's Glenford, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glenford is the white area.
Glenford would now be back in
Hurley. And the balance that off was just one of the moves between the line around Stone Ridge between Rosendale and Hurley.
Sure. Yeah.
So that makes a much more reasonable split of the Zena area.
There were no other changes to the map? No.
I just moved one line.
Yeah.
There. A little more bump out.
Yeah.
Can we confirm that you may have just said this, I apologize, because I couldn't hear the end of it all that well. Can we confirm that this Jeff Collins map is Travis's map plus just that change to Plattekill, and then the changes that Ken was just talking about with the Zena area?
This
or are there other changes that are made between Kingston and
is there a way to kind of shadow them like you did with...
This is Jeff Collins' map with the changes to Zena.
She okay. wants to confirm...
She just wants to confirm that Jeff...
That Jeff Collins kept all the other lines the same.
Anything else.
Which makes sense. I, yeah.
I haven't done that.
Thanks, Vaughn.
Yeah. I don't have a way of adding those lines in on here.
Okay.
We can clarify, if you're going to vote on it, that you're going to start with the Travis map and make the Collins changes, so that way we're sure when you vote on it, whatever, you know.
And then the Zena changes.
And then you could then vote on the Zena changes.
Yeah.
If you, you know, if you choose to.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So we could do it in sections to ensure that you're still starting with the Travis map everywhere else.
Could we do that, Rob?
Okay.
In other words, start off with Travis's map,
mm-hmm.
and then begin to make the changes starting with...
Yes, we could start with Travis's map and go from there, yeah.
Okay.
Gradually work our way through it. So, yeah.
No, I mean, can we do that now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So this is the map that's on the wall here.
Right. Now, this one probably doesn't have those little micro district edits that I put in, so, but this is what you showed at the public hearing. So we go down trying to make those edits. Now I don't know them off the top of my head.
Do you have the version that you made with the microdistrict edits?
Yeah, I can.
Of this? Because maybe we just start with that so we don't have to recreate them.
Sure. Now, Ken, when you edited...
Again, when I edited Travis's map, all I did was change the Zena area.
Okay, so I mean that would be already in there then. So
right.
Is it everybody okay if I start from there then, with those Zena edits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Travis.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
Let's do. This is that one. Everything except the Collins edits and also those edits from those comments from Harvey.
So this one has the micro districts.
Correct.
Corrected.
Corrected. Yeah, correct.
Okay, so this is the map that we had voted in for our final draft with two edits, right?
This is one you drafted in, but with Ken's edits and the micro district fixes.
It doesn't have the Platicill,
okay,
the Collins one.
And Platicill? Platicill's not, it's not there?
Platicill's not here.
Okay.
Collins.
Okay. All right.
So if you wanted to bring them in, we could.
Ken, on your, let me just ask you, on your edits, besides what you did west of West Hurley.
My District 12 wasn't
What changes in 1 and maybe 2?
There were a few changes in 1 and 2, and
that's
because of the size of the Platicill and Gardner districts, there were a few additional changes between 1 and 2, between 1 and 2 and 1 and 3.
1 and 2 and 1 and 3.
Because I had to bring down the lower numbers.
Okay.
All right, so where do you want me to go?
Well, first of all, is everyone okay with that? We're not starting with Travis's map. We're starting with an edit of Travis's map. I got to ask Travis that first.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't mean I'm going to vote on it.
Hmm?
It doesn't mean I'm going to vote on it, but we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean,
I don't know that we reviewed.
Yeah, I didn't review any of the Z-Net.
I understand why Ken made them to make the map work better. But maybe when we're done redrawing this section of the map, we go through the 1 and 2 I'm sure it was on the screen, but I didn't realize that there were changes to those as well.
Right.
Yeah.
I was looking at the Zena area and the Glenford area.
Oh, we're going to have to look at this district by district once we...
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, okay for now.
So you want to make the Collins out?
Yes.
I know what they are off the top of my head.
Well, first you got to get Marlboro. That would be a quick, easy one.
Yeah.
To get Marlboro whole.
Why are we doing it this way?
Because you have one with all those other edits, right? With those edits in there.
Well, I have the Collins map, but as I pointed out and Sarah pointed out, there are differences between my edit of the Travis map and the edit of the Collins map in districts 2 and 3, and 1, 2, and 3. Not big differences, but you know that they had to balance out. Because of the size of the...
Didn't we get a letter from people in Glenford saying that they didn't like being outside of Hurley because there was no direct route into their voting pool, into the Hurley?
That is extremely helpful.
The letters we got from Glenford is they wanted to stay in Woodstock.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But that's not the part of the Glenford the letters came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the Collins edits. I don't mind them. I think that that's a simple fix. I think the Zena ones... I think we're going against public. I mean, again, I don't know if we're trying to conform to public opinion, not conform to public opinion, but I know they asked to stay up there. So by doing these edits, we're now going against what was done previously to surprise somebody else.
Yeah, this sounds like it's going to put in more problems than it solves.
I think so as well. I think we just stick to the Collins map.
I think you just stick to the Collins map with the Zena edits, you're at where you want to be.
Well, I don't think that's what you're saying.
I don't want to do the Zena edits, is what I'm saying. I mean, I'm cool with doing all this, but I'm just not going to vote on it. You know, that's not going to be where my vote's going to go. I mean, we can spend all the time we want, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I got all night, but I'm just not probably not going to end up voting on it. But you guys, you only need 4. I'm only one voter.
Yeah.
You know?
But what would you be more likely to vote for?
The Collins map. I was comfortable with that.
Yeah. Without the Zena edits.
Without the Zena edits. Yeah.
Well, you can vote for the Collins map with the Zena.
I think when we talk about the Collins map,
Sarah?
Are we just talking about the changes with Platicill?
Yeah, just the changes with Platicill.
Just those changes, not necessarily
so Travis's
the whole
proposed
map,
map
the proposed
with only the Platicill. Changes to the Platicill area.
Well, that was
that's not, I mean, that's just me. You guys
are.
I mean, everyone else is more than welcome to vote however they want to vote. I'm not trying to.
But then that be just that's just a Jeff Collins map.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
I'm not really in favor of doing this online redistricting. I mean, if we're going to go with the Jeff Collins map, then we should go with it.
That's kind of where I'm at.
I feel
like we're getting,
see,
I mean, right now it's getting a little...
Don, are you feeling that same
this
way?
This is getting...
Yeah, it's
getting
a little
confusing. Yes.
How about you, Andy?
It's not your fault. It's neither,
no
one's fault.
No, no,
it's
no.
Just,
no.
Yeah.
So we could go to the Collins map and...
Start there.
Yeah,
okay.
let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
Let's go right to the
Collins map. It sounds like we're between the Collins map and the Collins map with the Xena edits. Those are the two options, right? So we don't actually need to make a...
I suspect the Collins map was an edit of Travis's map.
That
would be the starting
point. We can double check that at the end, but when you vote on it,
we can
specifically say that.
Yeah, and a simple way to double check that is just by looking at the populations of each district to make sure that everything is still clean, correct? Is that?
I would think we should do that before we start saying it's the exact same map as Travis's, other than those changes personally.
That's right. Let's do that.
I would hate for us to spend a lot of time on it and it's not, if there's other changes elsewhere.
Well, I didn't see any real changes besides the Plattekill and Glenford.
I didn't either, but I definitely agree we should discuss that to make sure that I didn't see any changes either when but it was a quick
world
of
changes.
We can look at percentages. What's the percentage of 14?
Well, it's everyone. We want to do one through. So
like
if we can just if you can just export that
one
sheet.
One is
right
0.1, obviously. 2 is 0.8. 3 is 0.4. 4 is 0.7. 5 is 1.5.
Are we supposed to be writing this down?
We don't have the percentages on this map.
Well, you should
be able to. All right. Here, I got you, Rob. Go ahead. Yeah,
okay,
let me know.
All
right, so 1.
Minus 0.1.
Minus 0.1.
2 is minus
0.8. Minus 0.8. Okay.
3 is minus 0.4.
Minus 0.4.
4 is 7.7. 5 is 1.5. 6 is 1.0 on the nose, 7 is 1.4, 8 is 0.9, 9 is minus 2.1, 10 is minus 1.5, 11 is minus 1.5, 12 is 2.8, 13 is 1.4, 14 is minus 0.7, 15.
Slow
down. I'm clean.
Okay, good. 15 minus 1.9. 16 is 2.7. 17 is minus 1.7. 18 is
minus 1.7?
Yes.
Thank you.
18 is minus 2. 19 is minus 1.6. 20 is minus 0.6. 21 is 0.5. 22 is 0, and 23 is 2.
Okay.
How does that compare?
Oh, we got to pull up the other one.
You don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it looks great.
All
right. Sorry, Rob.
No problem. I thought you had it.
No, I was just trying to be
map?
Nice. No, this was the Jeff Collins map.
Oh, that's the Jeff Collins.
Yeah, that's the new Jeff Collins. Hence the 2.8s and the... I'm ready. I'm just going to put check marks next to the one that match.
All right. Minus 0.1?
Yep.
Minus 0.8?
Yep.
Minus 0.4?
Yep.
0.7?
Yep.
1.5?
Yep.
1?
Yep.
1.4?
Yep.
0.9?
Yep.
Minus 2.2?
Nope.
That's -1.2.
-1.2?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
0.4?
Nope.
2.4?
Nope.
1.4?
Yep.
-0.7?
Yep.
-1.9?
Yep.
1?
Nope.
-1.7?
Yep.
-2?
Yep.
-1.6?
Yep.
-0.6?
Yep.
5.5?
Yep.
0 and 2.
Yep.
Okay, so he made a lot.
So the nodes were 11, 12, and 16?
So he made a lot of errors. Yeah, he made it as to 16, 12, 11, 10, and 9.
Eight?
No, 8 was actually good. 8 was 0.9.
Well, those the districts have changed, right?
10 and 9. Yeah, that looks right, based on like what you would have had to do. Because 10 got moved up once 12 was edited to remove the bump from Marlboro to Plattic Hill. Then 10 got moved up out of Plattic Hill. 16 was edited to change the hook from down to up. What else was edited?
We have 9, 10, 11, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
those are
I mean,
all
that
those.
Looks right, right? That he would have had to make edits to those districts
mm-hmm.
to do the things he did.
11, 12, 16, and 9.
Because this still has the micro district at the top of 12.
Yeah.
And probably has some.
So everything, so good. So everything else was not changed.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Is Sarah comfortable with that? Just, we don't want to forget you, Sarah. Are you comfortable with that?
I think so. I guess I'm interested in where the change. Mm-hmm. I know that the change to 9 would have to have been made, but I just wonder where the changes went to in 9 mm-hmm. then. I think that's the only one that feels like I don't have a good sense of where the lines wound up.
So 10 went up
and
into 9.
I could
right,
pull it
Andy?
Up on my own computer.
I would have had to, yeah. Because once the population from 12 was moved back into 11, the boundary between 11 and 10 would have had to move up to
push up,
yeah. For the
extra mm-hmm.
Yeah, 11 and 12 make sense. And even, you know, 16 to 12 makes sense. And I guess I'm not quite sure how. I understand that 9 probably changed because 10 changes,
yeah.
But I'm just not sure off the top of my head how that would have happened.
What was the variance you've written down for 9, Travis?
-2.1.
Okay, so it changed a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, before it was 2.1.
And 10 was, but 10 was a -1.5, and now it's in, is that positive or is that a negative?
So if they fixed that micro district at the top of 12, wouldn't that be all that would change? Isn't that enough to change 9?
Could be.
Let's close in on that right now and fix that micro district.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's a little sliver at the top.
Stub there.
No, it's to the left, I thought.
Talking about this one.
It might be that.
This was actually...
Oh, see, it's along that east, right outside the districts. On
oh,
the,
yeah.
Yep.
See that little...
Here?
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that wouldn't change. Oh,
is
that's 9? Yeah, it would change 9.
There's the other little thing too, in the zigzag. Or is that? No, that's okay.
I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were some of the things I fixed, but that was that's not that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So where's the?
Sure, if you zoom in on right where your cursor is. It's more south.
Then follow that line around, because I, around the corner.
Yeah.
Go down along
the
top
line.
Of 12.
Yeah.
Because I think there's another.
Yeah, right
there.
There
it is.
But we, so we move that back. Yeah,
there
it is.
Yeah,
no.
That's
it.
The one that Jeff pointed out.
Software in the last week.
So funny that the town does that.
Right. When
Could, I think you, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So then that brings us to...
257
and minus 241.
Yes, that's... So is that all it was? So is that the new district,
or is that the old?
I'm not sure yet, Sarah.
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
It was just a sliver.
Yeah, but so that sliver is supposed to be there or not supposed to be there?
I mean, that's the town boundary.
So. That's the town boundary?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as that's town boundary.
Yeah. And there was another error that Jeff had pointed out at the tip of somewhere.
Yeah, top of 10. Yeah, right there.
That's pretty good for catching those.
Yeah.
Yep. There's
23 people in there.
I mean, this, yeah. This isn't, I mean, that's not really, that's just a CDP. You're not,
is
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
That's a what?
It's a CDP. You're not creating a micro district off a CDP.
Okay.
But is that?
But it changes the.
District.
Changes the district number.
Okay.
Is that the town line now?
So you
no.
that goes
no.
that little slip.
No, no, it's a road. So just like, yeah, I guess those 24 people put into 9 and makes 9 look a little bit better. So yeah, from 9 to 10.
So it's in 10 and you're moving into 9.
-211, -4. Yeah.
So what do we have for 9 and 10?
9 is now negative
2.11. And 10 is minus 1.4. So.
And what is 12 is 2.57?
Yes.
So it's no longer 2.8, right?
Correct. To me, I'm comfortable with those, but I whatever else anyone else wants to do.
So we have then confirmed that the only edits that were made were the edits made to change those districts in the south to change the boundary line of Platicill. Is that true?
Pretty close, yeah.
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 Yeah. But this map is our original map that didn't.
Correct.
The lines,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Just the little edits you just made.
So since we've confirmed, if we're all satisfied that that is what happened, it was just those edits and everything else is the same, should we actually go back to that map now to look at that, the Collins map and the Xena map, and compare those two? Because in my mind, those are the two under consideration. Is that correct for everyone?
Yeah.
Well for now.
Just so.
For now.
Just so long as if it's actually confirmed, it may just be a matter of hearing, but I didn't hear that we matched the numbers that Travis had written down to.
If you
to say that it was
time.
Just the micro district issue.
And read off number 9.
9.
Yep. 9 was
minus 2.1.
Yep. And then we said 10.
Minus 1.5.
Yep. So the only changes were to 11, 12, and 16.
So we just confirmed.
Perfect.
Okay.
Which is exactly
yeah.
what
we're doing. So I am comfortable going to those other two maps then.
Yeah.
It's 2.6, so it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone else comfortable just considering those two then?
Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Considering
that one right
that,
there.
That change that you just made now.
Yes.
Or do you want to consider that with this?
The Jeff Collins map as submitted and then and made changes to Xena and Glenford and a little bit of Saugerties, I think. I think we wanted to look at where those changes really
right.
were made since we didn't look at them closely.
So we're gonna, now that we've used this map to confirm that only edits were made to certain districts, I think we can discard this one, right? Is that...
No, this is the one you're going to work on.
This is the good one.
This is your working map.
So I'm going to write down the new.
So now we're going to write down what 11
and 12. Now save this map and bring up the map of the Zeta changes.
Before we do that, can we get the 11, 12, and 16's new numbers, please, Rob?
Sure. 11 is 0.4.
Okay.
12 is 2.6.
Okay.
And 16 is 1.
Thank you.
16 is what?
One on the nose.
One on the nose.
Okay. Wow. All right. So where am I going from here?
The Panza map, the Xena one.
Yeah.
With the Jeff Collins.
Jeff Collins revision 2.
Revision 2.
I may have already included the micro district corrections that he has.
I will know in a minute.
Okay, now we're going to read off the districts to see what changes were made. So, district number 1.
Minus 1.8.
So, change.
This is minus 2.
That's number 2 is minus 2?
Yes. Then minus 2.1. 0.7. 1.5. 1. 1.4. 0.9. I just give you 7 or 8.
You just gave me 8 at 0.9.
Okay, good. Minus 2.1. Minus 1.5. Minus 1.5. 2.8. 1.4. Minus 0.7. Minus 1.9. 2.7. Minus 1.7. 0.6. 0.4, minus 0.6, 0.5, 0, and 1.9.
What do you have for a model?
So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 districts changed.
All right. So districts 1, 2, and 3 should have changed.
But you kept... Yeah, okay.
And then... You also changed 23?
Yeah, 23,
and
19, 18, 3, 2, and 1.
Yeah.
But you do not, but this isn't the Jeff Collins edits.
No, Jeff Collins edits are at the bottom.
Okay.
So those numbers should have matched what you just had in Jeff Collins.
Did the micro districts, I think I changed the micro districts already.
You did a little bit, yeah.
I made those corrections. So the only difference between this and the Jeff Collins map are the changes made to accommodate
one, two,
Xena,
three,
which is 1, 2, and 3, and
23.
And 23.
19, 18.
Right.
What is 12 there, Rob?
2.76.
I have 12 at 2.6.
Yeah.
I'll bet the micro districts aren't fixed.
Yeah. Correct.
I said 2.8. I should have said 2.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it as a check mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's 4.91 is the 5% rule on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, let's go back up to 23, and I think we need to make a decision on above and below the reservoir.
Right.
And there have been people who said they wanted to keep Glenford as part of Woodstock, and I assume the same with West Hurley. So,
Well, the people who wanted to stay as part of Woodstock are still in Woodstock from Glenford, because that
that section between O'Hale Mountain Road and Maverick Road right there, that's where those comments came from, and they're still in Woodstock, in the Woodstock district.
I wouldn't think that O'Hale Mountain Road is all of Glenford, though. I mean,
Glenford.
Is it old Route 28 that even has like the post office on it? I mean, that's really the crux of Glenford.
Yeah. Well, the post office is at the probably the Dillon Hotel, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't think so. It's back. You can get up to the Wittenberg Road off of. I'm like blanking on the name.
Can you put the road name?
Route 28, though.
No, it's the online version.
Oh. Can't we?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Not this way. Unfortunately, IS is out this week, so I couldn't use the main program.
Well, I think we need to decide whether or not we want to keep what we had, which was all of West Hurley and Glenford, or take Kent. So I think we probably need to vote on that one.
Well, then you're also voting on splitting Zena.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We certainly don't want to split Zena. I mean, that's a residential
area. I guess where you said you made changes to two also? Is that accurate?
Yes.
One, two, and three.
One, two, and three.
And
there's changes to one, which I understand because it's literally right there. So if one, two, and three, I get that it's just a numbers thing, but we haven't moved over to see where those changes are then. It's hard to vote on something when you're not sure.
And I know Kathy was comfortable with districts 1, 2, and 3 as being the Saugerties resident when we originally made the. She's not here to defend herself.
Right.
Yeah. Can you hear Travis?
I can. Yes.
Why did you have to change 2 and 3? I can sort of see one, Ken. Why did?
Well, it's just a few districts that moved between.
When you expand Zena, I tried yeah. this first time. When you expand Zena into one. One becomes like a
over large,
much, and by a large,
yeah.
a large population.
Yeah, this is this chunk.
Yeah,
is that little chunk there? This is the difference right here, really.
And what? And then two goes all the way north. So if you go to, if you look at two,
put that in one.
Yeah, so he split this.
Right.
And is two more or less the same?
Looking at the changes for two.
Maybe just that one piece that moved over into one, because the line on the side of two.
So two is not. Two is a whole percentage point difference.
Yeah, it's that.
So two is like
yeah.
a cut.
Yeah,
back
it comes,
here.
Comes
yeah.
back
out.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's
my fault.
Because one needed it.
I can move down.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's an area between that line and Malden. Which got moved.
So it looks like it cuts up this way?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it takes off, I mean, if you, just based on looking at one and two, you can see one starts at one of the main roads, comes down, then moves back over, and then it comes back to that same road, whereas what we had, the road went straight down.
Yeah, and this follows more
right.
the...
So it's just like, so if you're... You live on
the
this road.
The census designated areas.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the thruway?
It could be.
I think so. That was
yeah.
going to be my question.
87.
Is that the thruway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 87.
Because
yeah.
I don't.
So come back.
It might be one thing if it was a road, but if
it's
thruway,
a thruway
kind of cuts off the.
That's correct. There's
yeah.
no access to get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not trying to argue against Kent by any means. It's not what I'm here to do. But
well, what is there another way? Is there another way to keep seeing a hole? I mean,
it's too
well,
big
this
of a
is
pop.
The.
It's
I mean,
just, yeah.
this isn't much different than the other maps we looked at. You know, the map one and map two. You know, this has been a... Why do you want to keep putting that in the Woodstock? I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, West Hurley makes a lot of sense, but as we discussed in our other session, the that western part of Hurley is probably more associated with Olive.
Western part of Hurley more associated.
Well, yeah, well, we can't make Olive.
Yeah.
I think it's, no. I mean, Glenford probably more associates with Woodstock, as opposed to, same with Zena to Sorbury's, whereas Glenford to Hurley.
Well, I mean, Zena is strictly Woodstock and West Hurley.
I could be wrong, because a friend of mine lived on Zena Road when I was growing up, and he went to Sorbury's High School. So that could have maybe be per choice, but I think he took
a
bus.
No, no. Zena goes into Kingston High School.
Zena Road is
where
the line is.
Elementary school
that were,
right.
And the west
school district when it existed. Yeah.
The west side of the line is probably in Sorbury's.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the high school.
Now Zena students go to Crosby Elementary.
Okay. So that changed when I was a kid.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a Sorbury's school district that dips into Woodstock, although I think it's in the upper end.
Yeah.
Well,
so we have our 2 minutes, right?
If we need to.
And so Ken, obviously Ken thinks this is better because he made it. I'm curious to hear, Sarah, since you know that area a little bit, what do you think about this version versus the version where Zena is cut?
Well, you know, where it's cut is a walking neighborhood.
Right.
It's a suburban area. It makes no sense to cut at that point. Where if we move the line over to Zena Road, then it's on one side, it's, you know, the forest preserve,
right,
and other areas, and then the other side is the residential area.
Yeah, that part makes perfect sense.
I don't necessarily have any issues with that statement. I don't think that the changes that were made to Sorbury's look natural to me. They look like they kind of cut through things, and I understand you got to make decisions on where things go. They just don't seem... It seems like you're making decisions about Zena that you're then not making. We're not making those same sorts of changes to Sorbury's, and I can't say I'm as fluent in the boundaries,
Sorbury's,
the natural neighborhood boundaries of Sorbury's, as I am to understand.
That's
I do understand
Kathy
the Zena issue. That said, Zena isn't always culturally, like I said, Zena does go into Kingston. It's not necessarily culturally in a school district way the same as Woodstock, because Woodstock goes into Onteora. So it's not that I take issue with the Zena part, but it creates downstream effects that I don't think are necessarily that elegant as they are on the screen. I maybe we could tinker around with it and make it better. I don't know. Guess that's
well, there just aren't that many people in those areas. I mean, at the
all right, well, what happens if we take that chunk from the throughway from 2 to 1, put it back, right?
Well, from a percentage viewpoint, it works all right. The problem is that you then exceed the 5% because of the large size
of
the lower district.
Lower district?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we move that little, what happens if we move
one?
That? Yeah, exactly.
Other way around. One,
two,
zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Target is two. Source of
yellow one. Two from one.
So what's the size of that?
Oh, negative three.
Minus,
yeah.
That's minus three.
And one becomes minus three.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Is there any other way?
What's why don't we want to look at what's actually there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Obviously, a decent population size.
Because I understand what Ken is saying about Zena, and I understand what Sarah is saying about that boundary being a little hinky, and what I'm not sure is, given that we have to make a compromise, either one or the other, like which...
Or keep it as...
Which compromise makes the most sense? You know, having that little parcel over 87 to keep the numbers balanced, where, yes, you would have to cross the throughway then, which is a bit odd, or...
You have to drive around the reservoir.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it between
driving
the throughway and 32? Is that what it is?
We'll know in just a second here.
Let's go back to this. See where we are. I wish I had the full version going. It's not going to be right up on it. So this is going. Okay. Oh, so here we are. So you're not really talking about that many people. This is industrial.
So how does it jump so much?
Yeah.
It's not that many people.
This is four shows.
Small numbers.
Four shows and some.
But that's much further in than that. That's right along the thruway.
Right.
Is that the interchange? It's further north than that.
The interchange, yeah. Interchange, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're not really talking. There's no neighborhood that you're talking about in here.
Just a bunch of people.
It's not a neighborhood.
Intense.
Lord.
Sorry.
Given what we're seeing on this map, my opinion is that it makes more sense to do this to keep Xena together and not split.
Let's
that
Let's take a look at the population set of Glenford over the reservoir. How about that? Because, yep, we just realized that that's only people, not a neighborhood. So then if we go to that population over the other way, to Glenford, yeah, right over there.
Right.
So is there people there, or...
Do you want to look there and see?
Yeah, on your parcel? Yeah, of course.
The census says, what, 800 people there?
I think it's more south towards the reservoir.
Yeah, yeah. In the woods here, in Bears.
It's like just north of 28, if you can find
28.
Yeah,
where's...
There's
you
gotta get down
to Hurley. Yeah, you gotta get down to
Hurley.
Okay.
There's
Glenford.
Okay.
So
it'll
be
you
that
have
whole...
lots more lots there. So
yeah, a lot more lots there. So yeah, it doesn't create a huge... distribution. Sorry,
actually a neighborhood.
It isn't.
Yeah.
And if there's 800 people there, they'd probably have their own election district. Just
yeah, they do have. There's like three election districts up there.
I'm assuming with that many people, it's not a micro district.
Never voted there.
Yeah.
But that's also not the line that we're. It's to the left. You can kind of see the squiggly line, and it goes up the mountain. That's where we have our line currently.
Yeah, that's the O'Hale Mountain.
Yeah, to the left of that O'Hale Mountain Road. So see that line that marks, or I mean, the mouse is on.
Yep.
That's the boundary. So to the left of that road is where Ken split it.
Okay. Yeah.
And can we look at Xena in the parcel viewer to see where the old line was versus where it is now?
Great idea.
This is
it.
That's Vandale.
Around
that corner, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Back, west, the
west
of
the
west.
West
of the
right,
right
about there.
That's Vandale.
Yeah.
Okay. Xena Road. So everything to the right, Xena gets a little
bit more rural. cutting that in half.
So
now
to the left, so it's the left
like
of the road.
The
well, he added the right side of the road,
right?
Yeah,
that's the Xena Reservoir.
So he added the reservoir side to his map.
Yeah.
So where there's not a lot of people.
Right. Because, you know, that undeveloped land, this forest reserve, was recently designated a critical environmental area.
So
it also moves the firehouse back into
the way that we have the break
Xena.
Doesn't that matter? Firehouse is still in that district anyway.
Firehouse at Xena Elementary. Or it was.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dense suburban district.
But that's in that district. It's already, it was in 23 in that map. That district's already in 23. It's when you went to the right of that, when you added the reservoir, you added all that. Correct?
Well, I moved the line.
Right. So basically, Zena is already included in 23, correct?
Well, which map you're talking about? Half of Zena was included.
But the other half, so you're saying here.
Now all of Zena is included.
Okay. So where was.
But what you're doing is you're only going a little bit further out.
Yeah. Because our old line, if you see the reservoir, it's like here. So our old line took out this little bit, and Ken's new line comes this way instead to include it. Which is why he then made this change up here. And looking at that, like this little fun through the pencil line, this little zigzag across 87 in my mind.
Yeah, let's
do it. Is less like divisional, divisionary, whatever the word is, someone tell me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less of an impact.
It has less of an impact on a neighborhood than our previous line was causing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But didn't it also move the line like into South Saugerties in Glasgow? Am I wrong about that?
Not the old line, Andy.
I don't think so. Can you go back to the map and look between 2 and 3 she's talking about? So the line between
did that line change?
2
did
and 3 looks a very...
It looks similar.
That little...
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, if that line changes, that's a pretty big neighborhood. I mean, that's a bigger neighborhood than Zena.
Yes.
It doesn't look like that.
But it was cut in half. Glasgow was cut in half in both maps.
No. Yeah, the change was in the lower end. Yeah. All right. Cool.
You okay with that?
I'm still gonna vote for the other map, but yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not challenging it. I'm just curious to know why.
Yeah, because I didn't really have enough time to look at that. But,
oh, okay.
I mean, I can be outvoted. It's not a problem. I have no issues being outvoted.
I'm just curious to know the motivation because I'm still making up my own mind. So
yeah. No, it's mainly just because I didn't. These came in late. And I didn't have enough time to really look through them. That's what it comes down to.
Okay.
So I have to go with what I know.
I'm not entirely. You know, Zena isn't in the town of Woodstock, but there are things about Zena that cut Zena off from Woodstock that it is not. It is not necessarily 100% culturally considered Woodstock to me. Because I think of these things in school districts, I in many ways don't actually think of Zena as being a part of Woodstock. They send their kids to different schools. I have no interaction as a child with kids from Zena as an auntie or a student. I had friends that lived in the town of Woodstock that lived on that side and they all went to Kingston. So, it's not in the Kingston, it's not in the Lake Katrine area. It's at Saugerties, which is a little strange, but I don't know that I see it as like it is a deeply seated cultural part of Woodstock. I do see Zena as being different.
No, I don't agree with that. I think Sarah's off base on that.
And that's fine.
I mean, am I
that's okay.
Not telling the truth that it's not culturally like as part of if you're sending your kids to school, it's a completely different school district altogether. Culturally very different.
Well, it may be
culturally, I would even say probably economically very different too. The homes back there are just different.
Zena is an integral part of Woodstock. There may be multiple school districts as part of Woodstock's in the Saugerties School District, part of Woodstock's in the Kingston School District. But that area at West Hurley and the rest of Woodstock, I mean, it's designated by the census as a population contributed area, and that's a total integral part of Woodstock.
If we're looking at this,
That's your opinion, Sarah, and you can have it. But
I'm sharing my opinion. I'm as entitled to share my opinion as you are, Ken.
Yes, well, we heard your opinion. So let's move on.
Let's see if we can decide.
If I can make it. I'll say something too.
Yeah.
Which we went and put out for public comment that original map. We got comments from Plattekill. We got comments from Marlboro. We got comments from Gardner. We did not get any comments from people in Zena. The first time we went through, we got comments from people in Glenford asking to be put with Woodstock, not with Hurley. those are my only logics. I know nothing about these neighborhoods. I know nothing about anything along those lines. I have no.
Yeah.
But
that makes sense.
That's how I'm looking at it, and that's just how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, and I haven't thought about Zena until Ken.
I respect Ken's opinion.
I do too, and I can see how it is divided up. So I think we should, whether we keep Ken's edits or retain, let's say, go for Ken's edits or retain what was there. Okay, so Travis, I think we'll start with you. The most
sure
that
yeah, I would like to stick with what we put out the public comment and what was commented on, so the original map with the changes that we made tonight.
Okay.
I agree.
Donna? Sarah, where are you?
I'm going to say the same.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say I would vote for the map with Ken's changes to change the map.
Yeah, and that's where my vote is with Ken's changes, so that's a split. I was afraid of that.
Have you made a decision about the Collins changes, just for clarification, because I was in and out of the room? You didn't vote on the Collins recommendations yet, right?
I didn't.
Okay.
No, but this map is based on the Collins recommendations.
Right.
And so is the one that I...
Yeah.
So I'm not sure exactly what we voted on.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to vote on either, given that both maps incorporate the Collins changes, the options are map number one with the original boundaries in Woodstock as we drew them, but incorporating the Collins changes down south, or map number two with Ken's changes to move all of Zena back together. Does that?
Yeah.
So I'll make that motion.
With the Collins changes.
With the Collins changes.
Okay. All right.
So either way, you're adopting the Collins changes. Either so map one is Collins only, and map two is Collins and Panza.
And Panza.
Right.
So
okay.
That's my motion.
Motion second. Okay. All right. So that's your vote is to number one.
I mean, my vote, my motion is to now have
choose
those
between those
no, I know,
two.
But I mean your vote.
Oh, I'm going to vote for Ken's map.
So you're voting map two.
Okay. I'm voting map two.
One, same.
I'm
and
voting.
Sarah, same.
I'm voting map one.
Yeah.
Map two.
I'll vote map one to break the tie.
Okay. I mean, I think they're both great. I think
that's what I'm saying. I wasn't trying to cause
controversy.
I don't think it's, you know.
Yeah, we reached a deadlock here, and I was right with you on this side of the table here on it, but I'm going to switch my vote.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, I think that's that then, y'all.
Well, it's not everything.
Not everything.
No. So we'll go back to that other map, and we have some suggested changes, whether or not we want to do them.
So what? Do you want to go to the one you have other one you had public comment on, or?
No, the one that we just.
We should open up the.
Yeah. Well, I should just.
The map with Travis's changes, because that's the one they just approved.
Yeah,
right.
Just
or the Travis's map with
that.
Collins changes.
I think it was
changes.
12, 21, and 22A. Well,
the one
that is the
was
one
that
you just did. No, A. Nope, that's edit.
I know, it's not called map with map one here, but yeah.
No, it came up first.
Yeah.
Edit.
No, but I mean,
oh,
yeah.
No.
This is the other one, right?
Yeah, it's not the one that we voted on.
Right.
So we voted on A, right? Nope, not that one again. Yeah.
There you go. All right, so that's where we're at.
Whoa.
That's the old one.
Yeah, this is
yep.
Not it.
It was the one you had open before.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rob.
So this is which map? I can't. No, you're going so fast. I can't see anything.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one. Okay.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's open.
We
it
can try.
Our...
Yeah, we can try.
Probably should go through the numbers again.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
or name this something that you can clearly.
It's tough in this version on the
because that one has the new division with the Gardner arm at the top instead of going down into the bottom.
This is the original.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the right one.
Yeah, I believe so. The south is more or less what we're concerned with.
So what is this we're looking at?
This is the one
with Collins.
With Collins changes. So if we go south.
You want to go through the numbers to Travis to make sure?
I'm looking at them now. They look pretty clean. But yeah, we can definitely
bring them up.
Yeah, we can definitely go over them.
Would you mind rattling them off?
Sure. Minus 0.1.
Yep.
Minus 0.8.
Yep.
Minus 0.4.
Yep.
0.7.
Yep.
1.5.
Yep.
1.
Yep.
1.4.
Yep.
0.9.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 2.1.
Yep.
Minus 1.5.
Yep.
Minus 1.5.
Yep.
2.8.
Yep.
1.4.
Yep.
Minus 0.7.
Yep.
Minus 1.9.
Yep.
2.7.
Yep.
Minus 1.7.
Yep.
Minus 2.
Yep.
Minus 1.6.
Yep.
Minus 0.6.
Yep.
0.5.
Yep.
0 and 2.
Yep.
There. Okay, right. So we know what this is called. Can we bring up the most recent map that was suggested?
Which one?
Let's
see the bottom part of this map.
Yes.
So this is the Collins map.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Collins with
Travis. Yeah. 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 I just remember.
Yeah, our original map that we put out for draft and public comment
with his edits.
With the edits that we
with those changes
had just discussed.
Yeah. Right.
So can we just if you don't mind, can we confirm 12 and 16?
2, 6, 9, and so 2, 8.
Yeah, but I think we want to just make sure that
one little sliver,
right? That was the one we were kind of talking about.
The micro.
Yeah, that micro district. Make sure that's clean.
Well, he edited it. This is his edit, so it would be in there, right?
Just want to make sure.
What was the edit?
I believe it was more in the. I'm sorry. It was 12 and 9, not 12 and 16. I apologize.
I think it
keep me in line, Rob.
I keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
That looks like this one.
Yeah.
It was that little slur.
That slur, right?
Was that fixed?
Yes.
Okay. There was a map that was suggested recently, and that was to move some of the city 7 up into 4.
All right. So this map was done by.
Oh yeah. You got the name of that one?
Actually,
we'll be looking back for that.
Laura Hartman.
Yeah.
So this one is. Let's see. What is actually?
This one was.
This has. Collins edits and may have, I believe it's, let's see what it is. Yeah, so this is a little messy, but right now it's Ken's with Collins and her edits. So easily enough, you can go back to what you had it at with one we were just looking at, or I could bring it back with this, but.
You could probably just look at her edits up close.
And
if
that's
those
what we'll do.
Right.
That's what
right.
I'm getting
right.
at.
Right.
So, she was from the town of Ulster. You probably read her comments that she wanted that hole, and she likes basically the Baden map, which brought all of this into town of Ulster, extended Kingston into East Kingston, and had Port Ewan into downtown. So.
What, I think the merits of this. this is that 7 shares a lot in common with East Kingston at this point, right in that area.
Brickyard.
East Kingston, Lake Katrina, all the way out, right?
Yeah, and then, but it really cuts into
Southern,
Lake Katrina.
Yeah, so Kingston and Lake Katrina.
Yeah.
In the same district.
Yeah. What would, take a look at, would you highlight 4 just to demonstrate how that, what that would look like. So
this all relates better to each other.
But you can see that. Bring it down a little bit.
He wants to see East Kingston.
I want to see East Kingston. So it goes up. If it could be just East Kingston, I feel comfortable. But it kind of splits up Lake Katrina.
Can we highlight 7 then, please?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, highlight 7. It's a peculiar shape. So it's the city.
Right, but it does relate actually pretty well to each other.
And then below 7 is, 8 because...
Right.
Yeah, just for the sake of numbers.
Can you make 8 red for the source? As the source? Highlight it in red. So both of them cut into the city.
But it keeps that part of Ulster whole.
So the city of Kingston is now in 4 districts?
It's going to be in 4 districts.
Okay, great.
And Port Ewan relates better to downtown Kingston. Hillside relates to Port Ewan.
In the domino effect, Rob, what would it, as you're going down into 8 and 9, are those numbers affected in any significant way?
The only difference was like one block group here came from 8 to go to 9. It was one block group.
Those are pretty small blocks, aren't they? I mean,
this was
population
all done ones. Using the block groups, actually. Pretty clean.
So 9 into 10, same stuff, same as it was.
Right. There's no change. This is.
Yeah.
The changes are all 7, 4, 6, 8, and 9. Mm-hmm. 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 Or 5, I don't think was changed at all.
Yes, it is. A little bit.
5 changes a little.
Okay. 5 changes, 6 changes, 7 changes, 8 changes, 9 changes, 4 changes, 3 changes.
Is this a situation of 6 and 1/2 dozen of the other?
I mean, I'm going to keep the same. I'm going
to
keep my same comment.
So I don't think this is 6 and 1/2.
Of just this is
okay.
What,
well, no, I'd like to hear what you have to say on that, sir.
No, like I said, I mean, my biggest thing is I want to be transparent. I feel like that's a map that was out. We made some adjustments that people came, discussed, seemed to be very happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And then to throw out a new map with a lot more changes is just something that's just my personal opinion. I don't think it's fair to the residents of Ulster County to make a change, these drastic changes now.
I'm not super compelled with this idea that we have to follow the election districts. The election districts are created based on the districting as it happens, not the other way around. I don't like that this has big swaths. It looks like a big part of Kingston goes into Lake Katrine. I don't see how that, I don't necessarily think that that makes culturally more sense. And I also just wonder how many changes based on one Democrat official are we going to have to make and say that that's like a member of the public? We don't have tons of people from the town of Ulster. We just have
And I respect,
members.
I respect
and
the
I
comment.
Think it's starting to erode into
you have to
our
respect the comment, whether it's Democrat or
we're not making the decisions anymore. We're letting Democratic Party officials make decisions. But I think as Republicans on this commission, we're making concessions to keep things peaceful, but it's starting to become really going too far. We've made decisions as a committee. We've voted on them unanimously. We've talked about this for 2 years, and we should stick to the things that we have really chewed
Donna?
I don't know anything about
that area. As I say, you know, because I live there, I mean, I would see a penetration into the town of Ulster, maybe up to and including the East Kingston hamlet, but splitting Lake Katrina. I like the idea. I just don't like
too many.
It goes,
it
goes too far.
And like I said, I like our map. We discussed. We put a we put out there, but also town of Ulster. We gave them a district. They requested a full district. We gave them a full district. You know, we considered. I feel like everybody in these maps.
So it sounds like we're pretty unanimous and not.
Yeah.
How do you feel on this then, right?
I think I see the problem that this map is trying to solve, and I totally get it. But I'm not sure that I like the compromises that needed to be made in order to solve the problem in
correct
this way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I would also not be inclined to incorporate those changes into our map.
Okay, so you want to make that as a motion, Andy?
I don't know if
no
you need
motion
to make it.
Yeah.
You only
just
need to make a motion if you're changing something.
If you're changing it, okay. Okay, so we have a consensus that we would like to leave it as it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good job to you.
Yeah. Very good.
And nothing's perfect, but
no,
we did our best. I think we did our best.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do too. I think it was a compromise map as we talked about.
Yep.
And you know, I liked it. I think a lot of people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Everybody's gonna be happy.
But and there were a lot of compromises that were made, and I appreciate that. I don't know that we have any more, Rob, do we?
No, this I'm just taking this back to what you were.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where are we?
I think
we're
here.
I think
so. Yeah.
Here.
So what's
this? This
is the edits with the Collins fixed in the south, keeping the rest of the map the same as voted on draft wise, with doing the edits as requested.
Right.
Can you move that up a bit so we can see the bottom?
Yes, please. The other way. We want to see the south.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't want to be coming.
So this is a Collins map with the fixes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
It's our original draft map with the Collins fixes.
Okay. I think we're there, right?
Yeah.
Do we need a...
Another
we
vote?
You voted on this map.
We already did.
Yeah.
Okay. That's our map.
That's your map.
Unless you're going to change it with any
re-vote
considerations of race and ethnicity.
Of what?
Your
what
discussion on race and ethnicity?
Well,
we
did make those
changes.
Okay. Didn't we made the changes for that, didn't we? We moved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did make those.
We want to talk about just race and ethnicity.
Oh.
That's
okay.
The next topic. Are we good with this map? We're fine with this.
So this what we have a vote on this map?
You have a vote on that map.
So we accepted that map first.
You accepted that map.
Okay.
From
with
40,
no new
42.
Additions. With no new additions, yeah. All right, so Andy, you want to take that next?
So we're done.
Mm-hmm. Well,
almost.
We're not done with the. We're done with the. Done with the map. We're not
okay
done with the meeting.
These are not. I'm just going to read it for the record, basically.
Yeah.
Do you want a copy?
Yeah, I'll just take a copy for the record.
All right. So.
And I'll get you a copy of this after the meeting.
Is this what they just approved?
No. That's what they're about to discuss. Oh.
So, you know, we received an email from folks at the Benjamin Center concerned about an element of the redistricting which we're required to at least consider, which is race and ethnicity, and keeping the ability for minority groups to also elect their own representatives. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, preconditions to achieve a majority-minority district. In doing so, the minority group must be large enough and compact enough to constitute a majority in a district. As you know from looking at the numbers over the course of this process, there actually isn't such a population in the county, so it renders sort of the rest of this moot, but I'm going to say it all anyway, because we just wouldn't be able to create such a district given the population that we have.
We included this on our website in a short discussion in the FAQ section number 5, which you can find on the COR's website. The criteria listed in this section of the law are so rigorous that the COR did not need to discuss it because the minority populations in districts, including the final map of December 22nd, never reached beyond 25.55%. In the county's total population, Hispanics, which are the largest minority, are 11.4%, and blacks, the second largest minority, are 5.43%, so it doesn't rise nearly to that level. The software we used, Caliper's Maptitude, gave a real-time population breakouts as the districts were created. So we had that information, and we're considering it all along. The attached grid demonstrates these breakouts from the COR final draft map, so that's on the last page of this sheet. In terms of state law, MHRL section 10.13.A.II explains that districts shall not be created with the intent or result of compromising the principle of equal opportunity for people of minority race and minority language to participate fully and fairly in the political process. MHRL section 10.13.8.B or 5 addresses communities of interest, which was a particular term that we heard and considered actually when incorporating the Collins edits. I lost my place. Every business meeting of the COR is a meeting where members of the public are invited and given two separate opportunities to address the commission on the agenda or any other matter related to redistricting. In each of these 32 meetings, there were never any issues raised addressing a denial or abridgment of rights of people who are considered minorities. The COR also conducted 3 public hearings during its term, and abridgment of the rights of people considered as a minority was never raised at those hearings either. Section 10.13.8.5 addresses communities of interest. There was ongoing discussion at COR meetings when numbers and neighborhoods seemed ill-matched. The numbers represented getting district sizes right, and neighborhoods meant respecting where people lived, gravitated, and called home. We did not specifically use the term communities of interest in most of our meetings, but we honored the term and its spirit. At the public hearing on December 27th, a citizen raised the term communities of interest, referring to the need to retain the Hispanic community as a district within Plattekill. The modification would not raise the Hispanic percentage to a majority proportion, but there would be an increase of a few percent. The person suggested a way to redraw that section of the map, and the COR will consider adopting this modification. And in fact, we have.
We did.
So that is that. We needed to have that on the official record that we were considering those things in order to be within compliance, and so now it's on the record.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
Thank you, Andy. Okay. So we approved the map. So there's no new business, no old business. Would anybody from the public wish to say anything about this process or anything about the map or the commission?
You want me to ask the ladies in the hallway?
Oh.
I'm not here. I mean.
Okay.
We can invite them back.
Yeah.
Did you say you want comments tonight?
If you'd like to give one, you're more than welcome.
I say thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you state your name, please?
Oh, Gladys Figueroa.
Yeah, well.
Gladys Figueroa from Plattekill.
Oh, Gladys, you were here for the
public hearing.
Public hearing, yeah.
The public hearing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the.
Yes.
I'm Rose Guerrero, also from Plattekill. Thank you, but also. This is something that you're doing. I could never. It is very interesting. And going back and forth, and I'm sure it's not easy.
No.
It was very difficult for me to try and understand what you were all talking about.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Final comment, I think I'll just repeat, some of what I said last time, which was that I think that you created a map that is both legal and fair.
Could they speak up and say their name and speak more loudly, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
My name is Tom Kudlinski from Gardner, and I just want...
Could they stand up and speak more loudly,
yeah,
please?
Yeah.
I can't hear.
And take my mask off. How about that? Maybe that will help. My name is Tom Kudlinski from Gardner, and I will say a little bit of what I said last time and just repeat it for emphasis, is that I had asked you to create... beginning of this most recent process to create a map that was both legal and fair, and I think you have done that, and I thank you for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think we have one more comment.
Yes. Anyone else? Yes.
I'm Kathy Quick. I'm from the town of Esopus. And I realized that, you know, the first preliminary things that went on, I wasn't quite following and everything. And then when I saw what happened Tuesday, I've been very upset that Esopus is in three districts. And, you know, we suffer enough with having 9 hamlets. We have 9 different zip codes and 6 post offices and 3 school districts. And, you know, I mean, at least we had one legislator that took care of
two.
The one section of Rifton that used to be part of it, but you know, so now there's 3 different legislators to deal with Esopus, and there could be it could possibly be that maybe not one of them would live in Esopus. So I'm just a little disappointed, and I understand that there are all these mathematical things to make it legal, but I'm just very disappointed that so much of Esopus is down in District 9 in Highland. And I was one of the election districts that moved down there, so I'm a little unhappy with the town being part of the town of Lloyd in terms of the legislative district. But I understand this is very complicated, and you know, and I really didn't understand a lot of it, and I'm just trying to think of how I'm going to explain it to, because I'm sure next week when we get back to having town board meetings, there's going to be people with a lot of questions. So, but I'm trying to pay attention to as much of it as I can. But
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, no one else? Okay, I'm asking for a motion for adjournment. Travis?
Motion.
Okay, Donna? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So now you're going to take this over to the Board of Elections?
Well, yes.
You're right. But how do you really want
Happy New Year, everyone. And don't any of my commissioners leave to you.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.